cool thing about science fairs is that you do all this research all year. You spend an entire year working nonstop, and then you get to show all your peers from not only your school but other schools around the world what you did and what's really cool, and you get to learn about what they spent their time doing. So, and then you get to compete, and you get to see if actual scientists think what you're doing is real high quality stuff.
Can you tell me, you know, what happened in seventh grade that got you so inspired that when you entered into eighth grade physical science, you know, you just took it to the next level?
Well, I think the key was I really started to enjoy my science project, and this project was about yeast and sugars and how they're metabolized. And I really started to get curious about which sugars the yeast prefer and why that may happen. So based off this one little fascination, I was able to base 3 years of my research on. And I think that's the key, is to find one little thing that might not have been studied as much as it could and just go off from there.
Tell me about the difference between doing these science fair projects and the normal traditional style classroom.
Well, I really enjoyed getting a chance to do what I was interested in. In a science class, you're really forced into whatever the curriculum is. But in a science project, you're allowed to use what you learned in class and actually apply it and contribute to the next textbook that will be written, which is a unique opportunity.
Well, just a couple of weeks ago, you and I went together to the governor's celebration of innovation. And there they were basically celebrating the top businesses, small businesses, large businesses, teachers, and students that have innovative ideas, innovative projects to jumpstart Arizona's economy. And there you had received the Governor's Innovator of the Year Award. What do you think it was about your project that the governor was so interested in?
Well, I think it's the potential pharmaceutical applications that are so important. Because what comes from this is an idea of how these molecules behave, which can give rise to new sugars that would produce more energy. And these can be used for not only everyday nutrition, but they can also be used for treatment of metabolic disorders like diabetes and obesity. So I think any pharmaceutical company would like to have this.
What I found is so incredible is, you know, as a science teacher 3 years ago, trying to provide ways for students to do authentic inquiry and authentic science, I never really envisioned, I mean, I knew that you guys would have a chance to do real science. It was kind of going to be like practice for you to do the real thing, but I didn't realize that you really were going to be doing exact science. You are now the expert. You are now a scientist, and you are making advancements for our society as a high school student. What is that feeling like to know that you're able to contribute to the scientific community as a high schooler?
Well, yeah, that's a really cool thought, is that this group at the University of Arizona is really depending on the research that I do every day to base the results and actually make new drugs. And at the end, I'm going to hopefully publish a paper and be treated like an actual scientist. So as a high schooler, it's a really unique experience to be treated like a professional researcher.